siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 22 kuNhlolanja 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Lanxa ibandla lezanu PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi ikhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso.
Ngelokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile kodwa asebekwenzile ukuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Kodwa ibandla lezanupiyefu lithi ziningi izizathu ezibangela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ubhidlike.
Never show all that ZANU-PF has nothing to do with the killing of the economy. It's a hand above even ZANU-PF. It's a hand that is controlling the economy. It's a thing that we have to do with the citizens and the citizens. You can see that it's a thing that we have to do with the economy. It's a thing that we have to do with it.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Lanxa ibandla lezanu-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi likhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso njalo amankampani aqhubeka evalwa ngobuningi njalo abanye belahlekelwa imisebenzi. Ngalokhu amabandla aphikisayo athi uhulumende wezanu-PF sokufanele akhulumisane lawo kudingwe amacebo okuhlenga ilizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, utshela umthungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ukuthi ngaphansi kombuso we-ZANU-PF, umnotho uzaqhubeka ubhidlika.
Sonke siyazi ngo-2013 siya kukhetho, i-ZANU yathembisa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ukuthi bona bangangena embusweni bazanikeza abantu imisebenzi eyi-2 million. Namhlanje lokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile. Kodwa asebekwenzile ukuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Liyake likhulume lawo yini amalunga edalela ePhalamende weZANU-PF, liwabuze khona ngapho ePhalamende ukuthi ingaphi imisebenzi elayithembisa ilizwe.
Siyakhuluma laba kakhulu sibili ngoba uminista uMnangagwa sake sambuza ngalona lolu daba wasithembisa ukuthi sike sime ngoba kule daba oluhle olubuyayo lalamhlanje lokuthi lilindile lolu daba esesikubonile yukuthi udaba olukhona ngolokuvala amankampani nokuthi bona babe belokhu bentshontsha imali yelizwe izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zidubeka bona abakwenzayo abakunika abantwana baseZimbabwe yizithembiso. Izithembiso kazidliwa, sebehlulekile ukuthi bancedise ukuthi lize leli umnotho walo ufuduke.
Kuyini pho okumele kwenziwe makhumalo ukuvuselela umnotho?
Okukhona ukuthi izanu kayithiye ukubusa isiyehlulekile. Izizalwane zaseZimbabwe isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi sike siyekele ukuphelela ezandleni njengesepa. Izani isenza umathanda phezu kwethu.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, ubekhuluma ecingweni lontungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Untungameli uphinde waxoxa lelunga le-Central Committee yebandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena ovumayo layo ukuthi ngempela umnotho welizwe wamanga kuhle kodwa ziningi izizathu ezibangela lokhu.
Umkhonomi for sure awumanga kuhle. It's a fact, you don't need the degree or professor in robotic sciences ukuthi bekwazina our economy is in doldrums. Well, deflation right now, the economy ilimana 1.28% deflation. Into lezi, like engihlala ngokutsho, izinto ezibangelwa ngama-certain steps asonto eyenzakala overnight. Ngabe sithathe ilizwe labana sathe zathatha lo mkhonomi, umkhonomi ubungeza ezandleni zenu, ubuse ezandleni ezabona labana abantu bavele besibusa. Akula bandla elingena kupower libuse elifuna ukuthi bona izinto zingahambi kuhle, ngoba liyakwazi betona ukuthi livotele ukuthi lihlale kupower is because of the performances of into ezabo mkhonomi konoku lokuhlala kuhle kwabantu. So loku kusho abantu ba iZanu-PF nothing to do with the killing of the economy. It's a hand above even Zanu-PF, isandleyo ebesicontrola umkhonomi. Yisho siloku sinxeba siloku sivala sifitizela. Yikubona sesithi ngezimaseni le, sesifuna ukuthi kona umkonomi lowo awube ezandleni zethu, awubuswe yithi, akithi, ukwenzela ukubona sibe in control of what exactly is what is happening. Ngoba kathi we're not in control at all. Yes, we can develop in part, but were we in charge of industries? And the answer is no. So, yinto emele zi-addresses umele zihambe. Ukuthi thina abantu bamnyama, yenikona nxa sithatha ilizwe, asathini konke lo mkhonomi kube ezandleni zethu, sibe yithi ama-controllers of izinto leziya. Then thina yenza njalo, uzabona ke ukubana kona we are going to be able ukuthi sidetermine ukuthi zihamba njani elizweni leli.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, lilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee, ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungamile Inkomo Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries etholakala elokitshini leMzilikazi iqhubekela phambili ngokufundisa abesifazana imisebenzi yezandla ukuze bethole ukuziphilisa. Abanye babo insukwini ezedluleyo bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany. Intathe izindaba yethu, uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries isungulwe ngomnyaka 1963 elokitshini leMzilikazi, injongo yokuyiqala kuyikutholisa abesifazane abaswelayo amathuba okufundela imisebenzi yezandla. Lanamhla lokhu lindawo ilokhu iphathisa abesifazane, ikakhulu abafelokazi, ukuba baziphilise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla egoqela ukweluka besebenzisa izinto ezijiyeneyo. Umama uBeatrice Dube oleminyaka engama-54 lane yokuzalwa, 54, uthi ukungena kunhlelo zeBulawayo Home Industries kumphathise kakhulu ngemva kokutshona komyeni wakhe ngomnyaka ka-2013.
Ngeminyaka emibili ngithunga labanye umama lapha e-Home Industries. Kuyangincedisa kakhulu mina ngoba ngumama obhujelwe ngubaba ngo-2013. Imali yezisaka ngiswele, ngiwuthenga ukudla ngesizwa khona. Kuyangiphathisa kakhulu empilweni. Njalo kanilasizungu sokuthi ngibe ngicabanga ezinye izinto ngokushona ngisixoxa lapho ngoma sithunga ngomsebenzi wethu siya phambili.
Umama uJoyce Banda uthi uqale ukusebenza eBulawayo Home Industries ngomnyaka ka-1986, okutsho ukuba uleminyaka engama-20 lethoba munemunye 29 ekulindawo. Uqhubekele phambili wathi abantu abakhe ubakhulise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla khona lapho eyoBulawayo Home Industries. Ikanti lanamhla lokhu lokhu esenelisa ukuzinakekela loba nje abantwana sebekhulile esezela abazukulu.
Ngine lapho ngo-1986 abantu abambazali bephapha abangu-2 namhlanje sebekhulile, abanye sebe-last born silomntwana. Kuzibakhathesi abantu abamimba ondlule mbawondlele khona lapho eBulawayo Home Industry. Kuzibakhathesi lokhu esisebenza lonilala lami futhi esengenazondla ngiyazibhadalela irenti lokudla khona apha e-Home Industry.
Impahla ezilungiswa endaweni eBulawayo Home Industries zithengiswa khona lapha kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe. Njalo ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula, abanye omama abasebenzela khona eBulawayo Home Industries bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany ukuyabukisa imisebenzi yabo emcimbini obizwa ngokuthi Ambiente Basket Case 2 Fair. Lo mbukiso uqhutshelwe edolobheni leFrankfurt kusukela mhlazili-13 kusiya mhlazili-17 kuyona le inyanga kanhlolanja. Umama uPaulina Ndebele uchaze ukuba lapha bekubikiswa izitsha, ingcebethu kanye lamaqhaga alungiswe kusetshenziswa ilala lokunye okutshiyeneyo.
Ifruit basket le ithungwa nge-twisted sisal, siyafaka ingqondo. Lokhu ngokwamaperfume kusebenzisa ilala, siyafaka amaperfume lawa ngafaka amaperfume lawa. Ithungwa nelala, ishepu yakhona ibe ngeqhaga.
Omama abahambe embukisweni waseGermany bahambe ndawonye labanye benza imisebenzi efanayo abaphuma endaweni yeBinga besebenzela eBinga Craft Center. Njalo uhambo lwabo lube khona ngemva kokuthola usekelo lwemali oluvela kwinhlanganiso ye-European Union isebenzisana lezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela i-British Council, i-Alliance Francaise kanye le-Zimbabwe German Society. Lo mbukiso waphetsheya uze ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuphawulwe ngokusemthethweni umbukiso ofanayo khonapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo endaweni i-National Art Gallery, wona uqukethe imisebenzi yenhlanganiso ezigoqela eBinga Craft Center, eyeBulawayo Home Industries, eyeLupane Women's Center, eyeziyenzele Foundation etholakala edolobheni leMasvingo kanye le-Step Trust etholakala eWonder Valley. kukhona njalo imisebenzi ehlanganelwe ngabaphuma kuzo inhlanganiso zabomama ezakuleli kanye lesizalwane selizwe legermany usebastian heckner yena osebenzisane labebinga craft center kanye lesizalwane selizwe lefrance umatali crasset osebenze ndawonye labebulawayo home industries ngimele istudio 7 ngobulawayo ngingujoseph njanji
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe elisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngilelunga le MDCT ulwandlo lubanzi indebele. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo indebele.
Ngiyabonga njani?
Ai siyaphila. Umnotho oqhubeka usonakala ngamandla imsebenzi kayitholakali.
Mina ngikhangile lapho okuthiwa kuzawuza le msebenzi khona. Ita in 2 million, but okukhanyayo kathethi ukuthi imisebenzi ilokhu iswelekala isiyaphambili. Amakampani ayavala, ngenxa yokuthi i-economy yethu vele kathethi ayisasebenzi. So bona labo abele imisebenzi isilutshwane, and you know, at the end of the day sebe open to abuse. You know, even i-rumination yangkhona ayisikho right, ngoba uyabukwazi ukuthi awula enye indawo lapho uzazisebenza khona. Uya-accept ama-conditions akhona.
Kuyini okungenziwa ukuvuselela umnotho Ndebele?
First of all, ama-coffers wona e-government ekahulumende wona abe strong. Ukuthi aze abe strong ama-coffers lawo, ngoba ama-coffers lawo yiyo ayenza ukuthi roll out ama-program to empower or even to rescue some of these companies. Not a lot of money is going to the government coffers ngenxa yokuthi kube corruption. Mina nginomngani wami kathesi kule company zisenza ama-centis zisenza lokuzinsiminyana bafika bezindra bafika bathi bona lesikwelede kuthiwa esetax se-9,000 amaphepha akho kalunganga 9,000 bhadala kathesi of which imali angayenziyo yena vele engxenye nge-3 months. Yena wasesithi hayi baselisithi ukuthi sikuxolile sinikokuyi-500 sihambile. So the end of the day ikampani yakhe ayisangenanga ku-system ayisabhadali ama-tax abadalela abana sebezithathela imali sebezifakela esikhwameni. So imagine ukuthi so many companies like that across all the sectors that is happening. So now we first of all need to arrest such things so that we make sure that imali ingena kuhle kuma-coffers e-government. Angikakhulumi even ngendaba zama-minerals ukuthi i-gold ukuthi i-diamond ukuthi kuhambe njani ukuthi imali zangikhona ezizuzakala khonapho ama-royalties or even ukuthengiswa kwangikhona ukuthi kube ngama-risk package for amankampani la. Ngakhangela ibiscuit lakwe-Lobels kathe lezibiscuit elivela e-South Africa ngeke ngakhangela ama-biscuit avele e-Zambia. Uthole ukuthi ama-biscuit avele e-Zambia athengiswa nge-3 rand. Ibiscuit elivela kobulawayo elinye lona vele layi 3 rand 50 ngalikhulumefekte. Kothi biscuit ama-biscuit the same packet of biscuit that's coming from Zambia has traveled thousands of kilometers to come here. What it only simply points out is ukuthi abantu ama-sectory ase-Zambia there, manufacturing chip, ama-sectory ase-South Africa, of which thina we are now a mass consumer of goods of South Africa.
UMongameli Mgabe Ndebele usefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa engu-91. Lokho esembusweni njalo akula sibonelo sokuthi engachiya intambo zombuso. Uthini ngalolu daba njengomuntu osakhulayo?
Mina ngibonisise emdala amavilaji libe uyile and then even noma ngazikhangele kathesi ngayihamba bayamphakamisa ngayikhuluma even noma sekuthola graduate students are graduating university yasakwandisa ukuthi abakhethe konke on even a social level, what more on a national level when you're now looking at the fact that you're looking at matters of the economy, matters of the country. That is in the African Union. The African Union has it's one of the biggest challenges it has ever had with regard to disease, Ebola, with regard to terrorism, or Sahara Mali, they are everywhere. With regard to Namasivu, Nakanilo Congo, Nakanilo Liberia, of which it can easily spread to the other countries. Now, my own meeting with the African Union, we need to be strong and we need to be alert, to be vibrant, to actually tackle some of these issues. Now, my own meeting with the meeting today. What more on an Africa scale? So I think it's not only important for Tunisia, Zimbabwe, but abantu abase Africa.
Abasakhulayo ndebele yibo abaningi kakhulu elizweni kodwa nxa sokuyiwa kukhetho okalivoti ngobunengi okugcina mhlawumbe kusenqabela okulilethela inguquko elikhangeleleyo ungabatshiyela wapha amazwi abasakhulayo
okokuqala ngaphandle kokurejista lathi fanele sibe le-some sort of activity le-interest ngokuthi kuyenzakalani ephalamente kuyenzakalani ebuzweni lethu masivote sihambe ekukhetheni sibe-encourage ukuthi siye-rejista sihambe siyekhetha abantu abasikhokhelayo ngoba isikasa thina yinto esihawulayo kathesi bengikhangele umongameli ebuya ehlekelela esithi bebuya bevele e-China ngahlangabezwa abantu beni 10,000 e-airport babuya during the week manje yona akazibuzi ukuthi abantu abayi-10,000 bayenzani e-airport during the week akumsebisi yini labo obantanga bona labo akubasebisi yini ukuthi izizi phakathi kwezizi bakhona behlanganisa umongameli abanye kwamanye amazwe babengafiki yona leyi namba ngenxa yokuthi babesemsebenzini kumbeni baserunni amabhizinisi ngabo so khonokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi thina ontanga yasisebenzisa
hhayi siyabonga ndebele bekukuhle okuba lawe kuhlelo
ngiyabonga lami lami
Velilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo mnumzana Lwandlo Lubanzi Ndebele ilunga leMDCT Tiani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo lilale
Siyabonga ntungamili kesizwe umculo wejahale cholocho umxolisi Khulekani Mavundla yena ohamba ngegama elithi Zinja ziyamluma ehlabela elobonakele umculi odumileyo kwele South Africa. Ziqhubayiza lamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilaso. Lanxa ibandla leZANU-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili, abanye bathi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso. Kodwa lona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ziningi izizathu ezibangela ukubhidlika komnotho welizwe. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.